When it comes to religion, the real issue is not external, but internal. Paul brings his argument to its climax in Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, where he writes, "For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter." That was revolutionary in Paul's day. It's revolutionary in our day. Paul isn't redefining ethnicity. He's redefining what it means to belong. True covenant membership has always been a heart issue. Jeremiah 4:4 warned of this. Ezekiel 36 and 26 promised this, a new heart, a new spirit. And this is where Romans 1 and 2 have been heading. Humanity suppresses truth. Humanity judges others. Humanity boasts in external religion. But none of those things change the heart. Only the work of the Spirit does that. The inward work of the Holy Spirit is what makes someone acceptable before God. Not heritage, not ritual, not performance. It is regeneration. And so this is why Jesus told Nicodemus, a deeply religious man, you must be born again. The gospel does not polish the flesh. It pierces the heart. And so the question is not whether you bear the mark of religion, but whether the Spirit has cut away stubbornness and given you new affections for Christ. If you do not belong to Christ, but you want to, and you say, you have just described me, here's a prayer that you can pray. Holy Spirit, circumcise my heart, remove stubbornness, and make me alive in Christ. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and also the Hanaza LifeWord broadcast for the people of Rwanda, Congo, and Niger.